It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Wise, an online multi-currency banking company, has conducted research on the financial sacrifices young people in Aotearoa are willing to make in order to travel overseas during the cost of living crisis. The research found that young people in Aotearoa are overwhelmingly likely to put off personal plans in order to travel compared to other generations. I spoke to Anha Kabani, who is a part of the research team from Wise, about the survey.
How drastic is the motivation to travel for young people, and what sorts of sacrifices are our young people willing to make?
Yeah, so I think the motivation for young people to travel is quite amazing compared to most of the other generations in New Zealand. So what our research has shown that out of those planning to travel overseas in the next 3 years, more than half are now considering putting off important personal plans to be able to afford it. So Gen Z, for example, they're more likely than older generations to say they would consider giving up their personal plans, such as, you know, delaying their dream wedding, putting off owning a home, getting a pet, or even so much as owning a car. So, you know, there's quite a significant motivation for young Kiwis to get overseas.
Does the research tell us anything about young people's reasons for traveling?
Yeah, so I think, you know, we've seen the impact of COVID, we've seen the cost of living crisis, but travel has always been something that Kiwis and young Kiwis have always been interested in doing. So, you know, they've said that cost of living is impacting travel plans, but they still want to go ahead and do it. So the reasons for traveling are still wanting to get out there and enjoy those cultural experiences you get from visiting other countries around the world.
What does this urge to move overseas say about our young people's attitudes towards their own country and the future of living in Aotearoa?
Yeah, so New Zealand's, it's still a great place for young people to call home, and they want to live there. But as I mentioned, you know, there's cultural experiences you can only get when you go overseas. And that's primarily the motivation behind choosing to go, for example, to somewhere like the UK, because it's got the proximity of Europe. We saw in our surveys that France and Italy, some of these countries in Europe, are one of the main destinations that young Kiwis want to go overseas and want to experience the language, the culture, the food. And I think you only get that if you're heading across on an overseas trip.
What impact do you think a change of government and political uncertainty of this time could have on the desire of young people to travel?
So this is an interesting one. We've seen that Kiwis are avid travellers regardless of who's in government. So, you know, the OE is a rite of passage for all young Kiwis, and that's even more pronounced after COVID. So we'll continue to see young Kiwis going overseas to seek new experiences, regardless of who's in government, regardless of whether there's political uncertainty.
Is there more that the government could be doing, though, to facilitate travel easier, or to obviously alleviate the cost of living to make travel more accessible for more people?
Travel generally has become more expensive post-COVID. We've seen that airlines are taking their time to open up flights towards the Pacific region, especially New Zealand, Australia. So I think governments are doing all they can to make sure they can get airlines to come back to New Zealand, to Australia, to all of these countries where young people will be able to go overseas. And I think that will continue to happen over the next few months as well.
Despite the sacrifices young people are making to travel, are our young people traveling in ways that are economically efficient? And what advice could be offered to young people from the research?
Yeah, so our research has shown that, you know, Gen Z and millennials are more likely to say they would have to do something to save money compared to older generations. You know, 96% of millennials and 96% of Gen Z, sorry, and 92% of millennials compared to Gen X and baby boomers need to take more drastic steps to save money to get overseas. What's interesting is that they view debit and credit cards as the most convenient, trustworthy ways to pay overseas. The reality is only 16% say they use multi-currency cards when they're traveling overseas. But multi-currency cards actually offer significant savings without the need to go through some of those more extreme savings measures we spoke about earlier. And part of the reason for that is because banks and currency companies often mark up the exchange rate that you would see rather than charging the mid-market rate that you would find on Google. So multi-currency options cards like Wise and other providers, this can be a they can provide a significant difference, you know, in the cost savings when you're paying overseas, because they offer no transaction fees. They offer the same rate that you see on Google. And this could ultimately be the difference between looking at the Eiffel Tower from the ground below or enjoying the view from up top.
That was me speaking to Anha Kabai about their research through banking company Wise on the financial sacrifices young New Zealanders are willing to make to travel overseas.